Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. Or maybe you have a praise. You're celebrating something God has done, and you want to share that and give God the glory for it. Well, we want to do that as well, too. So if you, whether it's a prayer, a praise, an answer to prayer that you want to give thanks to God for, let us know today. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. It might be a personal issue. That's fine. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call it. You don't have to give us your name. That's fine. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come together to lift each other up in prayer, to encourage each other with prayer, and to know that you are there to hear from us and to receive us, that you are a good and gracious Father, that you love us, that you care for us, that you meet our every needs and have promised to do so and have told us and commanded us to bring everything we have to you that we might experience the fullness of your grace. And so, Lord, we come today, and as we lift each other up, as we lift up the needs that are going to be shared today, as we lift up the prayer requests and the praises and the celebrations and the needs, Lord, we pray that you will move with might and power in each and every circumstance, that you will show your love, your grace, your mercy, and reveal your glory, Lord, in our lives, that we may exalt you and praise you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God to just get our hearts set and focused. And today we finished up with Thessalonians last week. We were looking at 1 Thessalonians. So this week, more of a theme, and I'm not going into a book yet, but more of a theme. And we're going to be celebrating our nation's independence, celebrating our freedom. So we're celebrating our independence and our freedom. And of course, you're going to hear a lot of talk this week about freedom. And so we're going to talk about freedom this week. But we're going to talk about freedom from a biblical perspective. What does it mean to say we're free? What does it mean to be free? What does the word freedom really mean? What does it mean to be free? Now, if you asked most people, if we went out on the street and did a poll, said, define freedom. Define what is freedom to you? I'm going to bet the overwhelming majority of responses are going to be along the lines of being free means free to choose what I want to do without being hindered or stopped. Then some way I'm free to make the choices I want in life. I can choose what I want and without hindrance. You know, and there'll probably be some copies as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, you know, it's not illegal. But I would bet most people say that's freedom. Freedom is the ability to choose what I want without being prevented or hindered. You know, so if I choose to have a hamburger tonight for dinner, no one's telling me, no, you can't have a hamburger. You have to eat this. You know, we're free to choose what we want. And I would bet that that is most people along those lines, somewhere along those lines, 75, 80, 90% of people would respond, that's what freedom is. And that's what we've come to think that freedom is in our society today. It's the freedom to choose, right? I'm free to choose what I want. With maybe, you know, some bare limitations of, you know, not harming others or whatever. But basically, I'm free to choose what I want. And that's what constitutes freedom in the minds of most people. But that's not the biblical definition of freedom. Because the Bible tells us that there's lots of things we choose that do not make us free, but rather enslave us. And that we can actually be enslaved by our choices. And that if we want to know true freedom, it lies somewhere else. And then in just choosing to do what I want to do. We're looking at John chapter 8, verse 31. John chapter 8, verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if a son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you do what you have heard from your father. And then he goes on. So, first of all, notice who Jesus is talking to here in this passage. He's talking to the Jews who had believed him. So, he's not talking like the Pharisees, the people resisting him. These are people who have actually listened to his word, followed his word, said, yes, we believe you. We believe what you're saying. These are his followers. But he's challenging them. And he tells them, you know, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciple. You guys say that you're my followers. You say you believe. That's great. But here's what that means. If you hold to my teachings, then you are really my disciples. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So he's giving them an outline of what it really means to be a disciple, but he's also giving them an outline of what it means to be free. And notice what he says constitutes freedom. Freedom constitutes following his commands, following his teachings, knowing the truth. And only when we walk in truth are we truly free. But they don't get this, right? They say, well, what are you talking about? We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. Apparently forgetting the 400 years they spent in slavery in Egypt. Kind of an important event in the Jewish history. Exodus, Moses. You remember those guys, right? Kind of an important event that they apparently have forgotten about. How can you say we shall be set free? They're not even free now. They're under Roman occupation. They're in chains all over the place. But they don't see it. They think they're free. And Jesus is telling them that you're not free. Look what he says next. I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. They believed they were free. They believed they had freedom. They believed because, you know, they could kind of live how they wanted to live. And even under the Romans gave them a wide berth to follow their religion and their faith. And they believed that, you know, despite all this, all right, yeah, the Romans are there. They're kind of a pain. And, you know, we're not completely independent like we want to be. But basically, we're free. We're free. We get to choose how we want to live. We can do what we want to do. Nobody bothers us too much. We're free. But Jesus says you're not free. Because you know what you choose to do? You choose to sin. And everyone who chooses to sin is a slave to sin. You are a slave to these sins that trap you. You are a slave to the sins that hold you. You aren't really free. You think you are, but you're not. If you really want to be free, you need to come to me. Jesus would not answer the question, what is freedom, by saying, it's freedom is being able to choose what you want. Because Jesus understood that so many of the things we choose enslave us. Being free to choose sin just makes you a slave to sin. It does not set you free. The ancient Greek philosophers and others, had a very different idea of freedom. They said freedom is being free to choose what is good. That's freedom. When we are free to choose what is good. That's why this Greek philosopher spent so much time trying to understand what was the good, what was right, what's beautiful, what's good, what's proper. Because they believed that only if they knew what was good would they be able to be free. Because for them, freedom did not consist in choosing whatever I want, but in choosing what is good. The problem is that they had is they weren't quite sure what the good was. And they debated a lot about that because they didn't have Jesus. But Jesus knows. See, Jesus has the same idea of freedom. Jesus' idea of freedom is the same as the ancient philosophers, or rather theirs is the same as his. And that idea is that you are free when you choose what is good and right and true. Then you're free. That's why he tells them, if you follow my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. When you choose what is right and true and good, then you'll be free. And the ultimate right, truth, and goodness is Jesus. See, the Greek philosophers were right. Freedom does consist in choosing what is good. But we know what they did not. We know what that good is. And that good is Jesus. And when we choose Jesus, and only when we choose Jesus, are we truly free. Freedom is not getting whatever we want. Freedom is not being able to choose whatever we want, being able to go wherever we want. Because so many of those things that we choose, and those places we go, and the things we do, enslave us and entrap us. They promise us freedom. They give us the illusion of freedom, but they make us slaves. Real freedom comes from following Jesus, from choosing what is good. From walking in the truth, because only the truth can set us free. And the truth is ultimately Jesus. We'll talk more about this as we go on throughout the week. Tomorrow we'll talk about the prodigal son, illustration of this truth. But we're going to spend this week thinking about freedom. What does it truly mean to be free? Well, Jesus has an answer. Follow me. Well, thank you, everybody, for all those prayer requests. Remember, you can get your prayer requests to us at any time by emailing or texting at prayer@yeshome.com. You can also call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day that we're here when the office is open. And somebody here will be happy to pray with you. Once again, that's 419-389-0893. Or if it's after office hours, if it's a holiday, like, but you still need prayer, maybe need to talk to somebody, you can go online to our website, yeshome.com, click on the Chat Now button, and you'll get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. Thanks for tuning in. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on The Prayer Closet.